20? That's not so bad.
You should be selling those hats.
Are you looking at your fake news?
Wind chill. But in the stadium, do you get the wind chill? In the stadium, doesn't that protect you?
Upper deck, you get it worse in the upper deck.
Those bleed out.
What if Mickey Mantle hits a home run?
Not met, no, wrong sport.
Joe Namath hits a home run.
Oh, okay.
They're both playing.
I was sitting here learning.
Here, is it yeah, because only Rabbi Huda. It's true.
Oh, it's a Mahos
time.
Right.
Rashi
seems to be
prosecuting
that.
Not like that. Like that. Not like Rabbi Huda.
Can we bring down one
subject? Okay.
This is 14 degrees. Right.
Okay.
14 miles an hour. I mean.
Okay. So we have the Rashi by Vayipol. Yosef, right? By Antavre Binyam. I'm sorry, I don't mean by Binyamin, I mean by Yaakov Avinu. Vayeir El Elov, Vayipol Al Tavorov, right? Vayevk. And Rashi says, and what was Yaakov Avinu doing? He was Kire Kriya Shema. So there is a split up in the Achrenim if it means that he was saying Kriya Shema because of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or it means he was saying it because of Inyan. So, okay, there's the pshat from the Maral Miprag that he has both. He goes with both ways. But he says that he saw how all the midos of Hashem were becoming mushlam now, that everything he had done, how it all fit together, and he came to a very high madriga of Avas Hashem. So he said Shema because of that. Rabbi Gifter said that being that the whole purpose of the Shvatim was to come to Yichud Hashem, like by when Yaakov Aminu gathered all sons around him before he was Nifter, they said Shema. So Yaakov Aminu said, oh, now we have all 12 Shvatim again. So the Yichud Hashem can finally come again. So he said, Shema, you know, those inyanim, nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But the Maral Miprag also brings the other pshat that he was saying Shema, because it was the mitzvah of Shema. And many of the Meforshim and Rashi Al-Tayr go with that. So now the question is, why wasn't Yosef saying Shema? Okay, so the Nachlas Yaakov and the Ba'er Heitev, these are old Perushim and Rashi, say, being that Yosef was being Oisek b'mitzvah, because he was doing Kibbut Aveim, so Pater min ha-mitzvah, ha-Oisek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah, which is a din which is mentioned in the Taz, in Choshen Mishpat, and it's also in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchos Kibbut Aveim, that if someone is taka being Oisek in Kibbut Aveim, he's putter from a mitzvah, like Kriya Shema. Like, let's say somebody's taka has to do Kibbut Aveim. And he's got to do it, and by doing that, he won't be able to say Shema. He's putter. Or he's like, but mitzvah, putter mina mitzvah.
Could even do... That he's Torah, like, by you have by a chasim.
Oh, you mean, but that, right, and that is part of Torah, yeah. That is part of Isaac the mitzvah, but it's only if it's Torah bidvar mitzvah, so you're right, so that, again, it's all part of Isaac the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. What?
What's the chiddush of that?
I'll say what the chiddush is right now. The chiddush is, because l'chayra, okay, well, maybe what I'm saying, if he was busy doing it the whole time, he had to go from Mitzrayim. What's that?
His father took time to say Krishma.
Okay, but you see, while his father was saying Krishma, he was busy
hugging,
being noiful on him. And, yeah. So the question is like this. How does this fit with the black and white Gemara? The Gemara says that if a person has Kibbut Aveim, and Lefanov, he also has a mitzvah, a cheres. So the Gemara says in Kiddushan and Daf Lamed Beis, if you can get someone else to take care of the mitzvah, let's say it was tzedakah or whatever, someone else will do it. So you should do the kibbutz avim, and the other person should do the mitzvah. But what if no one else can do it? It's a mitzvah that I have to do myself. Then it says, leave go of the mitzvah of kibbutz avim, sha'ata ve'avicha chayavim b'chvaydi. It says. So, l'chayra, this is a beferish gemara, that if you have a mitzvah on you, and no one else can do it for you, you must leave the kibbutz avim and do the mitzvah. So, how can we say the opposite of that, right? How could we say that the din is that you skip the Shema?
I didn't just do it later.
Well, maybe you did do it later. Really, what the Maharal in Prague really says exactly what you're saying. Meaning, Maharal in Prague says simply the pshat was Yaakov Avinu had nothing to do right now, so he said Shema. Yosef was busy doing this mitzvah. He'll do it later. So in a chanami, you could easily say that and then get rid of the whole question. Okay, but maybe the reason why all the svarim are asking it is because it would seem that Yaakov Avinu only did it now because it was getting to the end of the Zman, or else, boom, this second he has to say Shema. Like, he can't say hello to Yosef and say Shema. Maybe that's how they were picturing it, that like the pshat was, is getting to the end of the Zman. What's that?
Why would he wait?
So why did Yaakov not say it already?
Right.
Right here. He was driving.
The reason why he wanted to say Shema for all the other reasons.
Like Rabbi said before, the Yichud.
Right.
The gifters.
Right. It's a certain special. Right. And maybe Yosef said it already. Fine. The question is not like 100%. I want to just find out what is I didn't make up the answer. In other words, the Be'er Heitiv and Nachas Yaakov say this, but what is it correct or not? What's going on over here? What is the din? That's the bottom line. If somebody is doing kibbutz avim, is it true that you don't have to say Shema? So they're saying it's true. I, the Gemara. So the Taz says in Choshen Mishpat, That Gemara that I just quoted in Kiddushin is talking about before you started. Meaning you have two options, right? My father wants me to do kibbutz avim, and I have Shema. And the question is, what should I do here? So we say, then, okay, if someone else could do the other mitzvah, then I can do the kibbutz avim. But if no one else could do the mitzvah, I'm going to have to say Shema. But once I began kibbutz avim already, then Isaac b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah, then I don't have to say Shema. And if you look in the Birkas Peretz from the Stipler, he has a sefer on Chumash. He also goes through this whole Shakla V'Tarya. He also was mechaven by himself to a lot of the things. And he says maybe Yosef was pater because of Isaac b'mitzvah. And he also asks, it's a fair shigmar and kedushin that you have to leave the kibbutz avim to do the mitzvah. And he says that the Ran, I don't know, he says the Ran says this. It's not really exactly in the Ran, but it's in the Taz. No. So now the question, though, is like this. So this is a Taz. Taz says, once you're already in the middle of kibbutz avim, you don't have to do any other mitzvah. Before you started, then you say atav avicha chayim b'chavayim. The question is, why would that be true? Let's say I started kibbutz avim, but the halacha is that what your father is telling you is against a mitzvah. There's no more kibbutz avim. For example, if your father tells you, I don't know, to do chil Shabbos, right? There's no kibbutz avim on that. Your father can't
right.
Okay. Well, in other words, but in other words, if let's say kibbutz avim, my father didn't tell me to cook on Shabbos, right? I'm just doing it. He's sick, right? He's an old person. He's sick. He doesn't ask me for anything, right? I can't. There's no Kibur Vayim. Kibur Vayim doesn't like exist when it's against the mitzvah. So how come?
No one is against that's the mitzvah. No one is against.
You mean it's only if it's an Aveira?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a difference if it's an Aveira. Okay, but you see, for example, the Taz is agreeing, which is the Gemara. He's not. The Gemara is saying that if I haven't started yet, and it's just a mitzvah against a mitzvah, no Kibur Vayim. Sorry. Right. You have to say Shema. So you see that even though it's just a mitzvah, right? And how do you explain the difference? If they're both on the table in front of me right now, right? Shema or Kibur Vayim. So we say, no Kibur Vayim. And the Gemara uses that expression. Atav avicha chayim michvayim. I'm sorry, you have to say Shema. So, goodbye. No Kibur Vayim. But if I started Kibur Vayim, No.
What's the difference? Now, it's in Kedima and Dechia. In other words, for Kedima purposes, certain mitzvahs are better than others. But once you started one mitzvah, the limud of Osek mitzvah, Patra mitzvah means even though the other mitzvah is better, it doesn't make a difference. Once I'm Osek in one mitzvah, Lechtach B'derech means...
Okay, that's true, but my problem is that L'chor, that mitzvah just evaporated and it's not around anymore.
Why can't it continue? Why does it have to?
Because Kibud of Aim is like conditioned by as long as it's not against Hashem.
It's not against
it's
Hashem.
It's not against Hashem.
Why isn't it?
I'm not doing Kemese. I'm not cooking on Shabbos. I'm just not saying Kriya Shema.
Okay, but you see that the Gemara says even by an Asay, it's included in that condition.
Only if I haven't started yet.
So then how do you understand that exactly?
Because during,
doing a mitzvah,
once I'm involved, I don't have to stop to do another one.
Why?
Doing being Isaac in the mitzvah is also covered.
Okay, so then why when you didn't start?
Because when I start, then it's a question which one's better, a Kedima versus Dechiyah. In other words, when there's a better mitzvah, if I have a choice of which I should do the better mitzvah.
But once I'm already involved in any mitzvah. But it didn't just say that it's simply that let's say I haven't started, right? So I have to pick out. It doesn't say which one's better. It says this one doesn't apply. That's how
Kosher cane.
Right, because out of Avichah Chayim B'Chayim. So it doesn't apply. But once I did start, then somehow the Kibur Avim does apply. Yeah, why? Because once you did start, how do you explain it?
Once I start, I'm doing Kibur Avim.
Now you have to be the Kibur Avim in order to do the Kriya Shema.
Okay, so but why should...
But here he's not being Mitzavayu.
Yeah, but we already went through that.
Even if it's not, it's not a
Mitzavayu. Still, the din would be... Let's see, if he's not talking, right?
You're still machal him.
I'll tell you the way I think the clear way to explain what you're saying.
It's still one of the Big Ten.
The what?
But once I'm doing a mitzvah, the Kodesh Baruch gave me already.
Right.
To stop that mitzvah and do something else.
Okay, so I hear one thing from all of you that you're saying like this: to stop it, that's already a different madriga. Once you're already in the middle, that's a different madriga. I hear, but. That isn't 100%. Like, how do Chazal get that thing, right? Or do you tell me, to start it, then we'll say, no. You're Chayav and Hashem, don't start Kibur Avim. If you're already in the middle, shiny. There it's different because you're in the middle. How do Chazal know that level change there? So I think I'll explain it in a very clear way. How Chazal got it. Like this. It says in the Gemara, in Yevamis, when it's talking about the rules of Atava Bichachayim Bichvaydi, the Gemara has a kasha. Why is the halacha taka? Let's say it comes to Kibur Avim, and you want to do a loisase. So we say, Atava Bichachayim Bichvaydi, don't do it. No. Let's say, Asay Doicha loisase. Go the other way. Let's do Asay Doicha Loisase. So Frecht Rabbi Chanan and Frecht Imre Moshe, Frecht the Aruch Laner. I don't follow the logic of that kasha. There is no mitzvah. What do you mean the Asay? If my father wants me to do a lav, he wants me to, I don't know, whatever, do something you're not allowed. Michal Shab, sorry, that's cars also. Did Mechana. Something which is just a shakna. Whatever, I'm a Koyan. Something which is a lav. So my father wants me to do that. is there any mitzvah? Let's say, let's go halacha lemaisa. We know we don't do it, right? So let's say the guy went and did it anyways. Did he get points for kibud av aim?
No.
So Rabbi Kveger says no points, garnished. Right? Rabbi Kveger, it's a mufurish Rabbi Kveger. Nothing. There's no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, so what's pshat the Gemara's kasha? What's pshat that the Gemara has a brainstorm? Essay doiche loisa say. Yeah, if you have an essay, you're right. You're doiche loisa say. Abis nishdok an essay. So Zokter Balchanan and Imri Moshe, they both say kibun ladavar echad. First, you have to figure out what Hashem has to say about this. After you go through the rules of how Hashem's klolimar, and you know if the halacha is that the asay is dechalav or whatever it is, and you finally come out with the answer to the question, then we'll talk about atav avicha chayv b'chvaydi. It's the last on the train, meaning like this: the Gemara is saying your father told you, go ahead and do the slot. Yeah, where the shatna is. I don't know, whatever he was, right? Now, let's say the rules, I'll say the chalaisa say. Okay. So then the pshat is, Hashem's Torah says, do it. Then you do it, and you never get to the atava avicha chayam bichvaydi. That's what you see from this piece of Gemara. If the din ends up being that Naseh can't be doiche, which is really what the Gemara ends up saying in that Gemara Nivamas. The Gemara, what's the answer? So the Gemara says, no, we don't say doiche, because when the person is cooking the food on Shabbos, it's not be'idna, because he didn't feed it to his father till later. Oh, so now there's no aseh doiche leiseh. So now that Hashem said no, so at the end of the day, the answer from the Torah is no. Now there's no kibud av aim at all, and if somebody did it, he won't even get any mitzvah at all.
Why, that's an atav avicha, though. That's a totally different story.
That comes from atav avicha.
Why?
Because since
as
my...
Atav avicha has to do with you. You don't have a mitzvah.
Well,
it's
but,
not because of...
In other words, it's worse than a regular case of ein aseh d'chaleisaseh. In a regular case of, let's say, if the aseh didn't come in with the loisei. For example, let's say you want to grind up the dirt, seduki se yadam. So Gemara says, on Yom Tov. Gemara says, it's not b'idna, right? So let's say the guy says, oh, I don't care, I'm doing it. So he grinds up the dirt, and does ki se yadam. He just was kaina aveira, and was kaina mitzvah. Because he did both. Here, if the guy says, I don't care, I'm going to make the food for my father on Shabbos anyway. Right? So he was kaina aveira and no mitzvah. Because atav avicha chayv b'chvaydi, since the din is that you have to listen to Hashem first, Hashem says, don't listen to your father here, right? So there's no mitzvah. But first, you have to decide if Hashem said no or Hashem said yes. And for that, you have to go with the regular klolim of the Torah. And if the din is aseh d'chaleiseh, then Hashem says, do it. So like the Rav Chanan says, and then it's kvaydi and kvaydi. If the rule says, aseh d'chaleiseh, so then you have kibud av aim, and you're listening to Hashem. That's what he takes out of that Gemara there. So in other words, first you have to see if it's the din, if it's doicha or not. Then after you figure out if it's doicha or it's not doicha, then the halacha comes in and says, oh, so im kain, so that would be the pshat in the taz also. So if I'm in the middle of doing kibud av aim, and now comes the zman for shema, but I'm already in the middle, so we have klal. There's a rule called Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. So that Hashem said no shema. According to the rules of the Torah, it's comparable to the Gemara of Aseh d'chaleiseh. Just like the Gemara says by Aseh d'chaleiseh, that then do the kibud av aim and push off the leiseh, and you'll never get to the atava avicha chayam b'chvaydi. So That's why the Taz Paskins, that once a person's in the middle of Kibbutz Avayim, then Avada, he's putter from any other mitzvah, and he doesn't have to worry about the Atav Avicha. Because Adarabah, Hashem's Torah says, do the Kibbutz Avayim. Just like Hashem's Torah says, Asay Doicha Loisa say, and let the Asay of Kibbutz Avayim Doicha the Loisa say, also Hashem's Torah says, Isaac b'mitzvah, putter min a mitzvah. However, if I haven't started, and I have these two mitzvahs in front of me, so now the pshat is, Aseh is not doich and Aseh, right? So they're both sitting there, you know, they're both there. So then we say, okay, if the Aseh is still there, then Hashem's Aseh wins over the Kibbutz Avayim. Hashem said, then my honor is still here. You haven't pushed my honor away. My mitzvah of Kriya Shema Azchai V'Kayim can't push it away, and therefore the Kibbutz Avayim will fall away. So that could be a way to explain that taz. That's why the din is, if they're both starting off, then the halacha of the Shema wins, and the Kibbutz Avayim has to fall on the side. But if the Kibbutz Avayim is first, then you already have a p'tur. Oh. So now, based on this yesoid, with this we can explain a yesoid of another thing in the parasha. Meaning the yesoid, what I'm calling the yesoid is that if Alpi the Torah, the Kibbutz Avayim has the power to push away Alpi the rules of the Torah, the other thing, then we push away the other mitzvah and we never get started. Then the Kibbutz Avayim wins because that is Hashem's covenant. The only time we are allowed to put into play Atav Avicha Chayim B'Chvoidi is when you do not have a way to push away the other one, then we say that the Kibbutz Avayim falls away. Based on this, we can explain another famous Rashi in the Parsha. It says in Rashi, by Yaakov Avinu, Vayizbach Zvachim Leiloike Aviv Yitzchak. Right? That he shechted the zvachim for his father, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. So Rashi says, Chayv Adam b'chvoid Aviv, Yoser b'chvoid Zekena. That's why he did it for Elokei Aviv Yitzchak more than Zekena. Right? I'm going to mention over here a very chiddush dika thing that Rav Yankov Kamnetsky told my friend Michal Elias. One time, Michal Elias got Aliyah, and his Rabbi Joseph Elias, Chorin Lebracha, used to daven at this little minyan where Yaakov used to daven, and my friend Michal, who's his son, came along. And for whatever reason, Rabbi Joseph Elias' father was also there for something. So, and they called up Michal for saw Aliyah, and he gave a Misha Beirach. And in the Misha Berech, he mentioned his grandfather, and then he mentioned his father. And Rabbi Yaakov told Michal, no, you have to say the Misha Berech for your father before your grandfather, because it says in Rashi, Chayiv Adam B'Chvoid Aviv, Yoyser B'Chvoid Zekein. So Michal told me this, and I told Michal, this is a big chiddush to me, because is that what your father would like? Your father would want you to say
his father first.
Right. So I mean, it's a cover for your father. Okay, that's right, we're going to get that kasha very soon. Right. Yeah, but okay, you're saying I've loved this. I was just saying, like, even like your father wouldn't like that. He would want you to say your grandfather first. So he didn't know what to say. So then I went over one time where Shmuel Kamenetsky was in yeshiva, and I told him over the story. And before I even said the kasha, he said, Sarachian, wouldn't your father? So I said, oh, that was the kasha I wanted to ask for Shiva. Sarachian. You know what they have to answer to me. Okay, anyways, this is the Rashi. This Rashi is brought in the Ramah, right? It's a great interesting zach. It says in the Ramah, Chayev Adam b'chvoid Aviv Yosim b'chvoid Zekena Rashi, and it says in I forgot which parish. Tzarichin, this is Medrash Rabba. It's not just Rashi, and the Taz. I think it's a Taz. I look it up this time. He says, but when you have Rashi, Hakol Yodim Rashi. So you say Rashi. Because everybody knows Rashi, so you quote it from Rashi.
Everybody knows that most Rashi's come
from
the bedroom.
I hear. Okay, but still, you know. Okay. So Rashi. So here, Rabbi Kiveger brings the kasha of the Livyas Chain. Frek the Livyas Chain, I don't understand the whole Rashi or the Medrash. But Ata v'avicha chayavin b'kveid zekenai. So the din should be that the grandfather has the upper hand because the father has a chiv himself to give kavod to the grandfather. That's the kasha of the Livyas Chain. So Livyas Chain says a big chiddush. He says, look at the case, look at the source, the case of Rashi. The case was with Yitzchak and Yaakov is the one doing it. And it's Yitzchak with Avram. Yitzchak, at this time, was Nifter. Yitzchak was Nifter actually 1 year before Yosef went into power. 1 year before he became Shalmach. When Yosef was 29, Yitzchak was Nifter. So now, this is already 10 years later. Yitzchak's already Nifter 10 years. So Yitzchak is not alive. So he's not chayev. Meisim are p'tur min ha-mitzvahs. So Yitzchak is not chayev to give honor to Yaakov. So memela, that's the pshat in the Rashi. To give kavod to Avram. Yeah. So that's pshat in the Rashi. So you hear what he just did. I mean, he made a major halacha. He's saying, but if they are alive, the din goes the other way. Which is definitely not, I mean, the Ramah doesn't say any chilik. And there's actually even a tshuva from the Leket Yosher, that's the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. And the issue was, he has to give Sandik to somebody. Should he give Sandik to his father or give Sandik to his grandfather? So he says, Chayev Adam, Bichvoid Aviv, Yosher Mikvoid Zakenai. Give it to your father. They're both alive. Right? They're obviously both alive. He says, unless your father would rather and prefer and tell you to give it to your grandfather, fine. But if not, then give it to your father. So you see that he holds it even when they're alive. So the shail is, if Taka, they're both alive, why is the din that way, right? Why don't we say the din the other way? In which story? Like
the
it's all the one saying anything.
Saying anything. So why is who have icha? Well, how do we get the father involved? It's what my chiyuv is. I'm the only actor here. When who have icha is the case where they're both acting.
You mean when they both like
one thing,
and then grandfather says
something else? Okay, so then we have to decide.
You're saying
father says l'chal shabbos, father says whatever. So there, father says A, son says B, and then they're both acting.
You're saying maybe that whole klal is only when they're connected. Even though giving honor to one will mean I won't give the honor to the other, it's still not enough, you want to say. It's only when they're like mamish arguing. I hear. I see that they're understanding it. That's just the pshat of in giving out kavod. I mean, you see in the Gemara something like that.
It's just the argument. It's because they're active. The father is not a participant in the shayla. The shayla is what my chiyuv is. Not what my father's chiyuv is. I'm the one giving out the kavod.
Oh, you're saying, the whole thing is when the father is saying something not like the grandfather, then, but Lamashal, you have in the Gemara that let's say my father and mother want to drink. Right? So it says in the Gemara that you have to give your father first. Why? Because she and my father are chayev in covet of the father.
She and I.
Right. And over there also really no one's like, they're just sitting there, they want to drink, right? And still we say the idea.
But they're acting.
Why?
Because I want and the father
Uh-huh. And let's say it's only because they said I want, but let's say they're thirsty. You know, you're on a trip, you're on a road, and you have one drink so far. So it doesn't apply there. L'chaire, it's still applies.
The whole matter is fair, because why couldn't it be both to Yitzchak and Avram? Would it have been a shter in the covet of Yitzchak if it would have been the
L'chaire of both?
Yeah, both. We find situations where they mention both.
Okay, so you're asking a question. Why did he only have?
No, I'm saying
pick
only
one?
Because you're saying where there's a conflict here, there wouldn't necessarily have to be a conflict either.
But for whatever reason, he did decide he's only doing one.
Right.
So there is lamaisa a conflict. I'm saying he's picking one.
He's picking one, but there's no right.
The what?
Say again.
Oh, the
yeah.
There are most bringing it from here. This is the source. Okay. So I want to say over a teretz from the Nachlas Tzvi. It's on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch. He says like this. He brings another case of the same thing. What's the din if a person has to give kavod to his rabbi, right? The chiyuv is kavod rabbi. And the person has his Rebbe there, and his Rebbe's Rebbe walks in, right? And now, he's not my Rebbe, but he's my Rebbe's Rebbe. And now, I have to give one of them a drink, let's say, right? So who should I give the drink to? Okay, so the She'eris Yosef, which is Shach brings, says, your Rebbe's Rebbe goes first. Why? Ata v'rabcha chayovim b'chvaydai.
I'm reading this, and Ata is not. I'm quoting you.
Yeah.
You said the
Rebbe's
hiring his Rebbe, but I'm not hiring him.
He's not my Rebbe. So they speak out. They say,
because your Rebbe got from him.
The only reason why I've covered up this Rebbe's Rebbe is he's a Talmid Chacham. Yeah, exactly. You know. He's not my Rebbe, but he's a fine Talmud Chacham. You know,
no,
probably
just
a ganz fine.
Just give it to your Rebbe. He has a chance to give it to his Rebbe.
Yeah, you mean, so anyways, I'll just give it to him and he'll give it up, pass it up. I hear, okay. I hear. So Sheris Yosef says that you could say the rule of Ata v'rab chay chayobin b'chvoide. Okay, that's the psak of the, so Bebela, he goes first. All the covet goes to the Rebbe's Rebbe. The Nachlas Tzvi says, nay, you have to give it to your Rebbe. Says, what's with the rule of Ata v'rabcha chayav michvayin? Zok there, that klal is only when you have two equal covets and you try to figure out what to do. Like a father and a mother. The Gemara says, if let's say they're divorced, their mom is shkulin, then that can break the tie. Then you go with the father over the mother because of Ata V'avicha Chayim B'chvayim. But when you have your own Rebbe and you have the Rebbe's Rebbe, I have a much greater chiv to my own Rebbe because he's my Rebbe. The other one didn't teach me a word. He's a Talmud Chacham. The chiyuv for a Rebbe is greater than a Talmud Chacham. So there, no, you got to go with your own Rebbe. Okay? So according to the Nachlas Tzvi, we have an answer by the father and the grandfather too. We had the Liv Yaschein's Kasha. He said, why does Rashi say you have to be Mechabed your father more than your grandfather? No. Yeah, but Avada, I have a much greater chiv of kavod to my father because it's in the Torah. Like grandfather is different limudim and remazim and whatever, but nowhere nearly as great as the chiv of kibbut to the father. So memela, according to his klal, it would be miyush. Okay, so we have this nachlas tzvi. Yeah, okay, that would get to separately, but right now we're going. Right, then it would really, if the whole idea is the father, then it's all up to the father, right? In other words, whatever is better for the father, it's all in his hands, right? Then it's real easy to decide what to do.
Why would it be different than the Rebbe then?
So it's the same. In both cases, we're talking going that the greater you do the, when you have a greater chiyuv and a lesser kavod, a greater kavod and a lesser kavod, then you just go with the greater and you ignore the atava avicha. So both by the Rebbe and the Rebbe's Rebbe, you got to do the Rebbe because it's a greater chiyuv than the Rebbe's Rebbe. Same too, father and grandfather, you got to do the father because he's a greater, even in face of the din of atav avich. So that would answer the thing. But now, what's the havana? What's the havana in this thing? It sounds very nice. If they're equals, then you throw it in and overweigh it. If this is a head, because the Rebbe is bigger or the father is bigger, don't use it. But it's not so svaradik l'chayr, because the whole idea is that since I'm subject to him, so like I don't get in the way of him, right? That like I'm bato, and so let's say for example, father and grandfather, being that the father has himself a chiyuv to honor his grandfather, so like he's not, it doesn't exist.
But that's his chiyuv.
Okay.
That's his primary chiyuv. His primary chiyuv is...
That's true.
So, again, the father, the son, has a primary chiyuv to the father. The father has a primary chiyuv to his father.
True, but what I mean is, once we do have the Gemara saying that the son uses this rule, like in ours, between his father and mother, right? We do use it. So what that should be showing me is that the way it works is that if I have... obligation of honoring two, right? Then the one who's subject to the other doesn't interfere with the great, the one who's on the top of the pole. So then, even here, who cares that it's less and more? But Lamai said that person shouldn't get in the way. So I would like to explain them with the same yesod that we just said earlier from Rabbi Chana. That what meaning like this? That first you have to decide what the Torah has to say about these two mitzvahs. That's the first thing. Just like, for example, it's kibud avim and alav. Well, what does the Torah have to say about this? If there's a klal in the Torah, asei derech leis say, it's over. Then we already paskined it, and then that's the din. And then we don't say any more atav avichas or anything. Or the same thing with the Isaac b'mitzvah. We gave an example, right? Isaac b'mitzvah pater ben a mitzvah. The kibud avim makes you pater. Oh. So what they would be saying is the same thing here. I have two chiyuvim, the grandfather and the father. Does the Torah have anything to say about this? Yes, it does. The mitzvah of kibud av pushes away the smaller mitzvah of kibud zekena. Okay. Then once the mitzvah is already pushed away, then there's no more of these things of atav, avicha chayavim bichvoidi. The pshat is the things paskind. The halach is this is doicha that, and memela, you have to do that. And that's why you don't say atav avicha anymore. Because that mitzvah is like not here. Because the smaller mitzvah gets pushed away by the bigger. The only time that you can say atav avicha is when both mitzvahs are still around. That let's say there's a kibrav and kibraim, so they are two equal mitzvahs, right? So then they are both here. So now you say, oh, if they're both here, what do we do? So we say that mitzvah gets, you know, is meshubit to the chayav michvoidi. So that's why it's only when they're equal mitzvahs that could explain that. Oh. So. Fine, so with that, you say we can explain this klal also. So now, the only thing that I wanted to still explain is the Livias Chain's opinion. Meaning, because he doesn't agree with this. He holds, and we had others that went with Livias Chain too, he held that even when you have a smaller mitzvah, like a grandfather, and a bigger mitzvah, like a father... even there, we would go to the grandfather. And it's only if he's not alive. But otherwise, you would go with the smaller mitzvah. and give the cover to the grandfather. And the same, we have the Sheres Yosef, went with the opinion that if you have the Rebbe, and you have the Rebbe's Rebbe, and the smaller mitzvah is the Rebbe's Rebbe, go with the Rebbe's Rebbe anyway. So they would seemingly disagree. They would say that although the greater mitzvah would push away the smaller, no, we turn the tables around. This time, the smaller mitzvah has the upper hand because of Atav Avicha Chayvim Michvayni. Ay, L'chayra, they're arguing with the Gemara, which is Rav Elchanan's Gemara, that you see that first you decide what the Torah says. And the Torah says, let's say, Aseh Dechalei, say, it's over. So that should be that, so too in this case, the greater mitzvah should push away the smaller mitzvah, and it should be over. So what's going to be? Why are they, what are they going to answer? So here, I want to say over something from Reb Nachum. And Reb Nachum Pertzav, it's on Yevamis. And with that, I have a pshat, a good pshat. Because there is another stage in that sugi in Yevamis. Besides the Aseh D'Chalisa say stage, the Gemara ends up falling off of that. The Gemara says, no, we already mentioned, it's not Be'idna. It's not the same time, because when you're cooking the food for your father, you're doing the Avera of Chil Yom Tov or Shabbos, and it's not at the same time. The mitzvah is later when he feeds. So the Gemara says, okay, Nitzara say Dechleisa say, you got me. But maybe since Kibbutz Avim is so chashiv, that is, the Gemara brings different chazals and different things, maybe it's such a chashiv a thing that should push it away without the rules of Aseh Dechleisa. Because it's so chashiv. So on that point of the Gemara, Tosis asks Akasha, well, how would it push it off? Valamaisa, we don't even have any Kibbutz Avim here, because Atav Avicha Chayavim Bichvaydi. Effect of Nachum, what happened to you, Tysus? The when you push it off, then we don't say Atav Avicha Chayam Bichvaydi. So what happened to Tysus all of a sudden? So Zakter of Nachum, obviously Tysus is mechalik in what type of dechiyah you're discussing. If you're talking about Aseh Ducha Lois Aseh, which is mamish a full-fledged halach in the Torah, that like, no lav when there's an asay. So that's taka the Gemara says. So then there's nothing to discuss. You can't say atav avichachayim b'chvayim in a thing like that. Because the, like the lav isn't there. It's command the lessi dummy. So memele avari do the asay. However, Rav Nachum, you see from Taisvis, that it, if it didn't work into the rules of asay d'chalese, because it wasn't be'idna, but you have this, like, svara. Sometimes we have a svara. A greater chiyuv is such a, like the Gemara is making Kibbutz Avim into being such a great chiyuv. You have to do it because if you have a smaller and a greater, the greater outweighs the smaller. Then you're not saying that the lav is, like, halachically nidche, that it doesn't exist. What you're saying is that you're, like, being machriya. You got to do something. Do the bigger than this, rather than do the smaller. Oh, so then the lav is still there. It's not the idea like the lav is command the less a dummy. The Hashem didn't write anywhere in any pasuk this kind of thing. It's a svara that a svaras chachomim that when you have a greater and a smaller, you'll have to suffer the smaller for the greater. So there, Tosis does say. But no, if it's Atav Avicha Chayim B'Chvayde, Hashem's covet is still around. It's not like command the less a dummy. It's not like Aseh was doicha the less a say that like that Hashem said befeirish. No lav here, no lav here. If there's no lav here, then the Gemara says so. There's no issue of kvaydi. There's no kvaydi. It's gone. But if the pshat is that the lav is there because it's not bidna, and the Chachamim come along and say, okay, but we're going to weigh this out. No, a little lav can I get keep it off aim. No, such a grace as Ach, better do the Kibbutz Avim. Then he says, no, but it's Kvaydi. Hashem's covet is here. So you have to do the, you have to forget about the Kibbutz Avim. That's how Rav Nachum explains the Gemara. So based on that, so now we can say the same holds true by, let's say, a Rebbe and a Rebbe's Rebbe, or a father and a grandfather. Over here, what do you have? A smaller mitzvah and a greater mitzvah. There's also no pasuk or anything that a greater mitzvah pushes a smaller. It's just svaras, anybody maybe. The Gemara always says that. If it's this asay is ulme, more than this asay, it's more kedai. There's a famous lashon for Rav Chaim. Asay keneged asay is nishken dechiye senor akadima. That's the lashon Rav Chaim said. Like, it's not pshat that one asay can push the other asay, like it's a halach exactly. This, it's just, you can't do both. So what should I do? Do the bigger one. So there the pshat is, it's not pshat that the asay was doicher the other asay. It's just a hachra that if I can only do one, do the one. Oh, so Memela over there, the Sheris Yosef and the Liv Yaschem say, but if it's kvoidi, right, if there's still the covet is around, it wasn't knocked off from the whole picture, it's still in the world, so then the rule should be that, well, even if it's smaller, you have to do it because of atav chayav and bichvaidi. So b'meil, that could be the pshat, how come they're not shver from the Gemara of Rav Elchanan. Okay? So, b'kitzer, just to make a quick sikum of what happened over here, we started off with Yaakov said Shema, Yosef didn't say Shema. Some say it was for other inyanim, but if you say it's out, Isaac b'mitzvah, so we see the klal of Isaac b'mitzvah of kibud avim is pater in a mitzvah. No, the rule is that when there's a rule in the Torah, then that it overrides, and you don't even discuss kavoidi of Hashem. Then we said, what's the din of the father with the grandfather, or the Rebbe and the Rebbe's Rebbe? L'chayra, we should say chayav michvaydi. So why do we say in Rashi the other way? So you have a machlekes. Some go in a chanami really, we do go the other way, and Rashi is an exception case where the father is nifter. But really, you go with the smaller. And others say farker. No, since the grandfather is a smaller chiyav, or the rebbe is a smaller chiyav, you go with the bigger chiyav right now. This is a machlekes lemaisa in the achrayim. The svara of the one that says you go with a bigger chiyuv is because the bigger chiyuv pushes away the smaller chiyuv. And once it's pushed away, then you don't say the whole klal chayim bichvaydi, similar to what we said earlier with asid dechle say, or with oisik mitzvah bater mitzvah. The svara of the others is that no, we only can say that if it's like a real dechiyav asid dechaloisa say, or a real klal of oisik mitzvah pater and a mitzvah, then it's not there at all, then you could say it. But if it's just the Indian of being machriya, but they're both here, but just this is greater, over there, farket atav avicha chayim bichvaydi is bigger, and you go with the bigger mitzvah. That's the whole thing.
It's not a Gemara.
It is a Medrash.
Isn't there a case in Marcus that discusses?
Yeah,
the case with the Raider, they get it right.
About not
where the father, when the father tells you to kill the grandfather, that'll. Right, doesn't Rashi over there, the Kiv Eker brings down over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it says over there, what? I can't remember what happened again.
It was a case where he kills him B'Sheik, right?
Right.
Where he kills him B'Sheik.
The father killed the grandfather
B'Sheik.
Now he has to be a good old dog for the
grandfather. That's where Rashi was over there.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Mother has a chiv. Thank you.
Where's the Gemara? That's Lamed Aleph.
Right. So then it says that they're talking equal. There's no.